Hello and welcome. If you're new to crypto and DeFi in the United States, here's the truth. Learning how the ledger works isn't optional. It's your survival kit. It explains how money moves, who verifies it, why a transfer costs a coffee on one network and a dinner on another, and how US rules treat your actions. It's what triggers taxes, why some wallets ask for ID, and how safeguards shape your privacy. The ledger is the map. Learn the map, and you stop getting lost. I've watched hundreds of beginners start this journey. The pattern is consistent. People who can read a block explorer, explain how a network reaches consensus, and estimate fees don't get wrecked. They don't send to the wrong address or overpay for simple swaps. They don't lose wallet access because they learned basics before moving real money. I'm saying this so you win. Here's your anchor. People who learn the ledger beat people who chase the logo. Most newcomers lose money early, not because they picked the wrong coin, but because they didn't understand the plumbing. They clicked during congestion, signed contracts they didn't read, or confused addresses. Today, I'll give you three field-tested tips from our 11 essentials. They're simple, practical, and they work. Tip 1. Before you buy anything, follow one transaction end-to-end. Start tiny, $1 or $2. Do it on Bitcoin. Then on an Ethereum layer 2, like Base, Optimism, or Arbitrum. Use mempool space for Bitcoin and Etherscan for Ethereum. Watch your transaction live its little life. Why this is magic? It demystifies the mistakes that cost newcomers money. You'll see that an address is a destination, not a username. You'll notice a fee slider, your bid for space in the next block, like merging onto a busy freeway. You'll learn what a confirmation is and that finality takes time. During busy moments, Bitcoin's mempool can swell with hundreds of thousands of unconfirmed transactions. That's a bidding war. Bid low and you wait. Bid high and you go now. On Ethereum, a 2024 upgrade called EIP 4844 gave Layer 2s a dramatic fee cut. Simple transfers often hover around a dollar. That's coffee versus dinner. Here's your coffee challenge. Send $1 on Bitcoin, pick a lower fee, and watch where you sit in line. Then try a higher fee and see how fast it confirms. You just learned timing. Next, bridge a few dollars to an Ethereum L2 and do the same. Compare speed, cost, and how the explorer shows status. Set a Bitcoin fee alert on mempool space for when fees drop below your threshold, say 10 sats per byte. You'll see that fees move in waves, and there are quiet windows to save a lot. Think of it like checking traffic before you drive. Build this habit and you stop overpaying, panicking, and being surprised. Tip 2. Score networks by economic security, not marketing. Ask one simple question. How expensive is it to attack this network and rewrite history? Two families dominate. Proof of work, like Bitcoin, and proof of stake, like Ethereum. With proof of work, attackers need massive mining power. Bitcoin's hash rate makes this astronomically hard, like trying to outrow a global fleet with a canoe. With proof of stake, attackers must lock up huge amounts of tokens, and if they misbehave, the network can slash those tokens. Ethereum's move to proof of stake cut energy use 199.95%, while keeping security high. With tens of millions of ETH staked, billions of dollars at risk for bad actors. Use the 3S framework: security, sustainability, sovereignty. Security, cost to attack, hash power, or stake, and slashing. Sustainability, can the network keep operating long term? Are energy and validator costs sensible as it scales? Sovereignty, how decentralized is it? Who runs the nodes? How diverse the software is, and how hard it is for a few players to collude. The emotional truth: the most secure networks aren't always the fastest or cheapest. That's the blockchain trilemma: security, scalability, decentralization. Bitcoin leans into security and decentralization, so it can be slow and pricey during peaks, but extremely hard to censor. Ethereum leans into programmability and uses layer 2s to scale cheaper actions without abandoning base layer security. Understand the trade-offs and you stop falling for hype. You pick the right tool for the job. Tip 3. Do a throughput reality check before minting NFTs or using DeFi. Your experience is determined by block space, the number of seats on the bus. The base layer bus is small. Bitcoin handles single-digit transactions per second. Ethereum L1 is in the teens. Visa runs in the thousands. When the parade arrives, you get traffic jams. Layer 2 rollups widen the streets. They batch transactions, post proofs to Ethereum, and give you a daily experience that can be 10 to 100 times more spacious. After EIP 4844, simple L2 transfers often cost around a dollar or less. During past NFT booms, people paid sky-high fees on Ethereum L1 just to mint or bid. On an L2, the same action is often pocket change and settles back to L1 after a delay. That delay is the trade-off. Affordability now, final settlement later. Use this in real life. Before big moves, minting, swapping, bridging, check congestion. If the bus is full, wait for the next one, or use a wider street. For everyday activity, live on an L2 and visit the base layer only for deposits, withdrawals, or final settlement. Choose the right vehicle. Train for the commute, plane for the cross-country trip. Let's zoom out, especially for US listeners. These habits keep you in control. When you know what a transaction actually is, you can track what might be taxable. When you understand custody, custodial versus non-custodial, you understand why one app asks for ID and another doesn't. When you get how a network secures your money, you can justify paying a bit more at the base layer or saving by batching on an L2. You gain confidence and clarity. If you take nothing else away, take these three actions. 1. Send that $1 test and watch it confirm. Seeing the journey once will save you from expensive mistakes. 2. Pick two networks and score them with the 3S framework. Is this secure enough for your use? Is it sustainable? And who holds the power? 3. Choose your lane. For daily use, start on an L2 and time big moves when congestion is low. Set a fee alert so you're not flying blind. Our full guide goes deeper. How to use DeFi protocols without losing money, how to spot wallet-targeted scams, and when to pick custodial versus non-custodial models. All the details are in the article if you want to dive in. One more thought. Crypto moves fast, and headlines make you feel late. You're not late when you're learning fundamentals. You're early every time you slow down, read the gauges, and make a decision you can explain to yourself the next morning. That's how you build an edge in a market that punishes guesswork. To wrap up, learn the ledger, not the logo. Check the traffic before you hit the road. Score networks by real security, not marketing. And respect block space, the seats on the bus, because it shapes your costs and experience more than any price chart. I'm rooting for you. Do the $1 test today. Set that feeler. Explore an L2 and feel the difference. And when you're ready for the rest of the 11 tips, with screenshots and step-by-steps, check out the full guide. This isn't financial advice. It's a blueprint for staying safe, staying smart, and staying in the game long enough to let skill beat luck. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one.